This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Well, once again, here's Alan Lee to interview Dr. Karen Carr, Clinical Director of the team, and Marion Dick, Member Care Services Director. Alan?
In our last broadcast, we ended up focusing on Richard Scazzaro's suggestion that we be intentional about taking care of ourselves and that we adopt a rule of life for ourselves. And then you told us about Dale Burke's article, How to Overcome Overload, in which he suggests four categories for organizing self-care, his four R's: rest time, response time, results time, and refocus time. You gave us some great examples of the ways you've used these categories to assess the big picture of your lives and work, all in order to discover imbalances in any of those areas. But I understand your team then went beyond Scazzaro's rule of life idea and Burke's 4R suggestion to develop a list of components that you wanted to be a part of your own intentional plan for self-care. Marion, can you tell us how that came about?
A couple of years ago, we were asked to put together something on self-care and mutual care for a conference we were doing. We had heard a sermon called The 10 Essentials of Balanced Living, and that really spoke to me. And we were talking about maybe we would share some of what we had heard in that sermon. And as Karen and I were talking, we said, well, why, you know, take somebody else's essentials of balanced living? Why not look at our own lives and what God's saying to us and put together our own list? So we came up with a list of 10, what we consider 10 essentials. And then it's been interesting because I think both Karen and I would have, we've probably revised that list and come up with our own individual list. I have, you know, probably 10 or 12 things on my list. And I try to really look at those from time to time and see how I'm doing and the various things that are on my list, what Richard Scazzaro would call a rule of life.
Karen, can you tell us some more about this intentional plan and these essentials for balanced living that you and Marion came up with?
I think it will be different for everyone. Our team has identified for ourselves some components of an intentional plan that we feel are especially important and have been an area of focus in our lives. Here are some possible components of an intentional plan that have been especially important on our team. Those are living out our identity in Christ, a practice of silence and solitude, having a commitment to community, choosing forgiveness as opposed to bitterness and resentment, grieving well, which also involves negotiating life's changes and transitions, and then establishing a rhythm of Sabbath rest and work.
That's a very rich list of components for balanced and intentional living. Marion, can you tell us something about the one that's most important to you in that list?
I don't know if I really have them in particular order, but if there is an order, I would put as my number one component, living out my identity in Christ. And I just have become more and more aware of how important it is to know who I am in Christ. Who is the person that God created Marion to be, and how can I intentionally be that person? One of the articles that I have read again recently is the one by Lois and Larry Dodds called Stress from Core to Cosmos, talking about how the different factors that are really are stressful for a new worker. And one of the biggest stresses is the challenges to ourself when we first become overseas. Understanding how my culture, the new culture I am in, how that is shaping me, and coming back to the center of saying, okay, but what does Christ say about me? Who does he say I am? And how can I be sure that I'm living out who he says I am? So it's not so much worrying all the time, am I doing the right things? But am I really understanding who God says I am? And really, perhaps it's hard for me to distinguish the, you know, what's the difference between living out my identity and the idea of, oh, the importance of solitude. And that, I guess I would put that as another component in my rule of life.
Well, as you see it then, what's the connection between living out your identity in Christ and solitude, this second component for balanced living in your list?
Probably the author who has most influenced my journey has been Henry Nouwen. And an article that he's written called Moving from Solitude to Community to Ministry. In that article, he talks about creating disciplines. And he sees disciplines as creating space in which God can act, freeing up ourselves so that we are not constantly so preoccupied that we cannot really see God at work in our lives and in the lives of others. And he talks about the three disciplines, solitude, community, and ministry, and the fact that if we have to get those in the right order. And I love what he says about solitude. He says it's a place in which we claim our belovedness. And that just really resonates with me. I just have to understand that I am the beloved, that I am fully and dearly loved. And if I understand that, so many other things fall into place in my life. So living out my belovedness, but again, it takes intentionality to be sure that I will come back to that place of claiming my belovedness. Another thing that he says in that article is that we can cope with an enormous amount of successes and enormous amount of failures if we're living out our identity as the beloved. So I think for me, solitude means also that inner tranquility, that sense of being centered, even in the midst of a lot of activity, with lots of even chaos and challenging circumstances going on around me. And it's as I claim my identity as the beloved in solitude that I really can function in healthy ways in community. So, you know, I also think of community as an important component of my intentional plan, but community comes out of solitude.
With that, Marian's introduced a third component on your list of essentials for balanced living. Karen, can you tell us why you believe community deserves to be on that list?
One of the biggest sources of discouragement and even attrition of cross-cultural workers has to do with the quality of their relationships and whether or not they feel supported by peers, by leaders, whether or not they feel that they're making any difference in the lives of the people that they're working with, what's happening in their family relationships. So having a proactive focus on and commitment to community helps to prevent us from being vulnerable to, susceptible to those kinds of discouragements and attacks.
How has that commitment to community worked itself out practically for you and others on the mobile member care team?
I'll give you an example on our team, on the mobile member care team. We live in intentional community with each other. And what that means is that we have made a commitment, a promise to each other to choose certain things on a consistent basis, things like vulnerability, authenticity, humility, accepting one another's weaknesses and idiosyncrasies, of which we have many, and deciding to approach rather than withdraw, especially if there's tension or some kind of conflict.
I know that this commitment has led to the development of something very practical and useful in your life together. Can you tell us about this development?
As a team, one of the things that we did after we'd been together for about a year was we decided to write a team covenant. And each time we add new members to our team, we go through this covenant. And if we need to modify it or change it, we do that so that we have the acceptance of the whole team to live by this covenant with one another.
Let's plan on talking some more about this team covenant in our next broadcast.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.